Hello, and welcome to Go, My Favorite Sports Team. This is Markiplier, the one and only, the incredible, the absolutely amazing in every single way possible, and completely professional co-host of this podcast. Co-host, you might ask yourself. Who would this amazing man share the glory with? Oh, he must be so humble. Tyler Scheid.
I am very humbled. In every moment that I am, I bear witness to your greatness, Mark, your handsomeness, your giant...
you can say.
I didn't know if I needed to censor myself or not.
Will can make that decision.
Oh, yeah, your giant...
Okay, censor that. Definitely censor that.
The person with the master's degree themselves, you know, the sports knower galore. Mark is here. I get to be the plucky sidekick sometimes, but you know.
Do I have a master's degree in sports?
You do now. I just handed it to you because of your greatness.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Ignore the fact that it's chicken scratch writing from me, but, you know, still meaningful, just like that lid you gave me.
Okay, no problem. Lid?
Yeah, I knew you'd forget about that.
Yeah, the important Starbucks lid. What do you mean? That was a test.
What do you mean? No, but I'm Tyler. I'm the master's degree holder in sports. I'm here to help educate Mark on sports, and maybe he'll find some more passion in it. It's very interesting. It's fun.
Maybe I shall.
Did you watch any sports while you were sick?
If I say yes, will you be proud of me?
If you're not lying to me, I'll be proud of you.
Yes.
I think you're lying.
Ah, fuck. You called me out on that one. No, I didn't watch any sports. Why would I have watched any sports?
Were you at least reading the subreddit? Were you looking at what people were accusing me of?
No, what were they accusing you of?
I don't remember.
Then I guess you weren't checking very hard, were you?
I got more attacked by, you know, people that were like, how dare you not give hockey its due and not know what Calgary is? And I'm like, I already addressed this. I already told you. If you guys could win some games, maybe I would have known. But, you know, you didn't.
So. I'm just looking on the subreddit right now. It's a lot of Tom Brady memes just making fun of Tom Brady. So it might be a good time for you to check. I think that's...
Well, I mean, I feel bad for him because, well, there's a recent image that came out and he's like, his face is sunken in. He looks absolutely exhausted.
Uh-huh.
And I think he's going through a really, really rough divorce right now. So, like, I feel for him because, you know, he retired to be with his family and then he unretired to go back to sports. And I think his wife is upset with him and there's problems going on in their household. And he's just drained. Mm. He has not been performing to the level that Tom Brady is expected to perform. He's talked about how he's actually starting to feel the hits, which does happen as you play football over the years. You start to feel them. Mm-hmm. Even as I'm away from sports, like, I still to this day feel my injuries from football.
Yeah, wow.
My body aches from, because you got to think about it, all of those pads, it adds like 10 to 15 pounds to you as you're trying to run and move and cut and everything.
Yeah. Huh.
It's a lot.
Well, that's a shame. So for the first time in your life, you have an ounce of sympathy for Tom Brady.
You act like I haven't before.
You've been pretty mean to Tom Brady for the past few years.
Listen.
And now that he finally has something going on in his life, you're like, oh, no. Oh, okay.
Listen,
hit him when he's down. You got to finish the fight. You got to go after him.
I'm an empathetic person, you know?
You're an empath.
I am an empath.
Yeah, I can sense something's wrong with him.
You know, I was really sad the whole time you were sick. So much that I got insomnia knowing that you couldn't sleep well.
Yeah, I slept like a baby. I don't know what you're talking about. I slept so much.
Never mind. You know, I had to suffer where you were succeeding. You know, that was my empath. Yeah, I was born on opposite day, Mark. What do you want from me?
Oh, man. I just looked up Tom Brady divorce. And I'm like, I'm not much for gossip. I'm not really about that. But the one article that I just saw was, are Tom Brady's teammates mocking him because of his marriage drama?
Oh,
and I'm
my
like,
God.
Oh, my God. Are they? Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Well, anyway, that is what it is. Sad. You hate to see it.
Yeah.
Do you hate to see it?
I do. You know, bullying is not a place for on a sports team. I know what that feels like, Mark. You remember that guy, Randy?
Who?
That I talked about in college when I came back after my kidney transplant. And he's like, you suck. And I'm like, you haven't gone through anything like I went through. I almost died.
Well, I mean, okay. I don't mean to be mean, but did maybe right after surgery, you did suck a little in football.
Well, I mean, it wasn't right after surgery, but I had to relearn how to walk, man.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
Basically.
Well, then that kind of paints a picture. You might have, I don't know, man.
Well, I came back to football 1 year later, which, by the way, doctors hate that because
doctors hate this one trick.
Yeah, they hate it. They hate it. Mm-hmm. So you listen closely. When I talked to my doctor when I had my kidney transplant, I literally told him, what's the point of living if I can't live the life that I want to live? And I made a commitment when I went to college and I walked onto the football team that I wanted to finish out playing football. Regardless of how rough it was for me, especially my senior year, like I basically forced my doctor to sign off that it was okay for me to play football post kidney transplant.
Uh-huh.
A full contact sport. And his thing was, as long as you wear something that protects your kidney, because literally if I got hit the wrong way,
uh-huh,
I could have died.
Right.
But I convinced my doctor to sign off and he allowed me to play. And then I was treated like shit by my one teammate in particular. And it really pissed me off.
Okay. That's fair. That checks out. But at the same time, I do kind of understand both sides of that. I understand, like, the desire to do something against all odds. But also, I understand the desire of a doctor to be like, that's your only working kidney. maybe your new lease on life should be more careful.
Yeah.
I do get that.
Yeah.
I do get that. But I respect the hustle.
I mean, I kind of regret going back after everything that happened and stuff like that. We ended up losing every game that year. So, you know, it is what it is. But most of that was because we had a coaching staff change that I didn't expect when I did all this stuff. And a lot of things changed. And, you know, I don't regret it, but I do regret it. It's a complicated conundrum.
Just like I can see both sides of the argument. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah. Today, we're here to do a primer for you.
Yes. A well-researched, well-rounded primer. Full of it.
Yes.
Descriptive detail. No stone left unturned.
And it's one of those super popular sports that everybody knows about and is excited and has been long awaiting.
Yeah, I hope so. They're real pissed.
I'm so angry. Big mad.
Why still no soccer primer?
No, it's not. It's something I looked up because I was like, we should probably have like an easier episode for when Mark's sick and stuff. So.
Well, sorry, everybody. Get your hate.
I'm letting you down again, Reddit.
get him, guys. Get him.
Get me like Tom Brady's teammates are getting him.
Anyway, how was Wade while I was gone? How was?
You know, he was Wade. He said the sport of making out was not tongue wrestling; it was tonsil hockey, and it kind of.
Did he pull his cock out?
No, but he.
Are you sure?
Maybe a little bit.
Are you sure?
It was, I mean, he did undress in the episode.
He did. I knew it all along. The rumors were true.
They were.
All right. Anyway, carry on. What is this mysterious sport that people definitely were clamoring for? Can't wait for it.
So this sport has actually, there's been videos circulating on social media a lot lately showcasing the sport. And a lot of people just thought it was people slapping each other really, really hard. But it's actually a sport.
Oh, no.
It's called slap strike.
Not this one, man. God. of all the quote sports, okay? Of all of them, right? This is what you feel that the people out there who don't know sports needs to know about next.
Hey, it's important. It's all over social media, okay?
Oh, no, it's important. Is it topical? Is that what it is? It's topical?
It's topical.
Slap strike? Slap strike? Is this what I'm thinking of? Oh, my God, it is. Oh, no.
Hey, you recently appeared on Impulsive, and Logan did this once.
He actually went to a competition and then never again.
Exactly.
You know why?
Because it's awful.
Because it's almost perfect for brain damage. It's almost
yes!
Like it's a sport literally made to damage someone's brain.
But it's about how strong your neck is, Mark.
No, it's not.
Thick neck. You need a thick neck for this sport.
There's no additional training you can put to thicken your brain's protective casing. There's no training that you can do to make it so that your brain, which is made of the same goo it'll be made of when you get slapped in the face, except it'll be everywhere in your skull, to get tougher. Anyway, all right. Okay, slap strike. I've made my feelings about it known.
Well, the reason I wanted to bring this up is I thought it would be a fun episode to talk about because I personally don't like it. I know you don't like it based on the damage that's there. It's literally designed of just hurting yourselves to be the superior slapper or slap receiver.
Yeah, I think it actually is a good primer to go over because there is a dark side to sports. There is.
Yes.
And like, it's not even just like the, oh, there's gambling or, oh, there's exploitation of people in communities. It's just like, there's actually a dark side of sports that people actively cheer on that I really don't like. And there's combat sports, which some of which I am a fan of. Like, I do like boxing and I do appreciate like Olympic level martial arts sports in the way that it's done. But there's some sports like slap strike? Is that what it's called?
Slap strike.
That I cannot get behind in any way, shape or form. But let's get into the detail of it.
Oh my God, Mark.
What?
I just noticed on the Slap Strike official rules website, one of the name of the events that happened in 2021 is the War from Warsaw.
Great. Good.
And it has an open tryouts for.
Oh, open tryouts. Everybody, come on in. Get some brain damage. Come on
get
down.
Get yourself slapped by a giant man or woman.
See this? He's the world champion. He's ready to slap. He's generously said he'll slap any newcomer that walks through that door. Just come on in, step right up. It's like a bad circus, you know?
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Want to see God for about 30 seconds? Wham! Did you see the light? Did you see it? Did you see it, child? No? Get back up there. Hit him again. Wham!
Oh, man. It's
I love this picture on their Instagram of this just big beefy dude whose cheek is literally swollen. Like, it's just, let me show you this one. His cheek is swollen. He's standing at an awkward angle and he's just like holding up a trophy. He's like, it's a vicious battle between dumpling and Zales 2102. Oh man, this is Zales after two extra rounds.
Is it considered performance enhancing if you grow a beard because it adds a little bit of padding and
you know what?
Cutting onto somebody's hand?
It might. And you sharpen those bristles up so that they're razor sharp. Oh, it's genius. Who would have thought of it? Who? No one.
No one ever.
God, I hate this. I hate it.
All right, so slap strike.
Right.
The way that it's played is two people stand across from each other at a counter, all right? This is the standing counter. And the fight is controlled by judges who care about the safety. They care about the safety of competitors.
Oh, I bet they do.
And adherence to the rules of the fight, all right?
And what
and apparently,
are the rules?
Well, the duel is judged by three judges, two directly observing the fight and one analyzing replays, which is fascinating. The fact that they actually analyze replays, that's something unique.
Why?
That means they're watching it in slow motion.
They just want to see it. It's like, oh, I got to judge that again. Oh, play it slower.
The biggest thing is each competitor entering the fight must have a mouth guard and ear protection.
I've never seen that.
I have not seen
has that ever happened?
I don't know what their ear protection is. Is it just the chalk they put on their hands?
Definitely not. No way. Because I'm watching a video right now. There's maybe a mouth guard, but there's no ear protection. For me and you and we know about like headgear for wrestling to protect your ears because any impact to the ear could cause cauliflower ear.
Or worse, you can absolutely go deaf.
Oh, absolutely you could go deaf. Okay, I see little pads in their ears, so they got like ear plugs to protect against overpressure of their eardrums, which could definitely happen. But at the same time, it's still not enough.
Yeah, that's oof.
All right, so I'll shut up so the actual sport can be discussed.
All right, there are apparently three rounds, and in each round...
Wait, no, I have to interrupt. Hold on a second. So, okay, three rounds. What happens if someone gets knocked out?
That then the person who knocked them out is the winner.
Okay, all right, so it does stop. They don't, like, get back up after they've been knocked out.
Like, I'm unconscious.
Right, you win round one, buddy. Ooh,
the people in their corner are just holding them up as their head is limp, and they're like, hold his head up, I gotta slap him again.
That was only round two. We're 1-1. We gotta solve this.
Apparently, in each of them, each participant has one hit.
Uh-huh.
And there must be people, and in quotation marks it says supporters, at the competition.
Oh.
And the judges to protect the competitor from falling.
Oh, come on. Why would they fall? I wonder why.
Maybe they're unconscious.
No. From the joy of the sport, the thrill of it. You know, they're so overwhelmed with orgasmic delight that they go weak at the knees and they buckle and they crumble. Oh, it's so fun.
Yeah, their necks totally break from excitement.
God.
Yay! I'm so happy my neck exploded.
Woohoo!
Before the impact, each player, and this is interesting because it's talcum powder. Do you know anything about talcum powder?
It's baby powder, right? Or something like that.
But talcum powder, there's a lawsuit with regard to cancer.
Oh, God. Wait, what?
Yeah. Researchers have looked into two main questions, is if you can get lung cancer if you regularly breathe in talcum powder.
Wait, what?
Yeah, there have been multiple researches and attempted lawsuits with regard to talcum powder inhalation.
What?
And potential cause of lung cancer.
I've never heard of this before. Talcum powder has been used since like the early 1900s, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been around for a long time.
It's baby powder, right?
Yeah, but there is talc-free baby powder as well.
Oh, all these fucking things that from the early 1900s just constantly coming back to haunt us with how horrible it is. Oh, everything ever is always going to kill you, always. Oh,
so
no.
According to research, it's not totally clear whether the powder actually causes cancer, but it has been shown that people who create the powder, workers who regularly breathe in talcum powder, developed very serious lung problems, and they have developed cancer, but unrelated whether or not the talcum powder caused the cancer directly or if it was something else.
I mean, it's never good to breathe in anything other than just air, right?
True.
That's kind of the idea. It's just like your lungs are only meant to take in kind of clean air with oxygen, nitrogen, and all the other normal gases that are there. Anything other powder-based that gets in is not ideal for the lung, and usually it can overcome. But if you're getting anything in your lungs over a long period of time, it's not good. It's never going to be good, whether it causes cancer or not.
That's why our lungs cough up stuff. You know, that phlegm and grossness when we're sick.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, that's literally the physical accumulation of byproducts from fighting the bacteria. It's actually the dead
Correct.
Bodies of the bacteria being slowly moved up through cilia.
And it's also the dead white blood cells
yeah.
and other, yeah.
It's just a bunch of, it's a slurry of biological refuse.
But there's, I mean, that's why smoking cigarettes is so bad, is the tar gets in your lungs and doesn't really get out. Right.
And all, yeah, because it also
other chemicals and other issues too. But.
Yeah, because it also paralyzes the cilia in your lung, which move mm-hmm. things up over time.
Correct.
Because you can either cough things out or it can collect and move it and kind of clump it together. That's what the cilia, which are tiny little wiggly like tentacle things, but itty bitty, way, way smaller than you're thinking.
They're the tiny hairs that you kind of have in the upper parts of your nose too.
Yep.
Get your boogers out.
Yep.
But so. First of all, they're putting talcum powder on their hand and slap, like, that's right by the mouth.
Sure,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you watch a video of it, there is an absolute, like, eruption of just powder into the air around them.
Which is probably why they do it, for a show. It doesn't help anything at all. It's just, like, that's just what the show is about.
Well, I mean, it does, and it's just like when you're using, like, chalk when you're doing climbing, rock climbing.
Uh-huh.
It helps reduce the friction, so it's more about the impact as opposed to the rubbing and your skin catching their skin. So it doesn't, like, rip their cheeks off. Because I imagine at some point they were doing this without chalk, and they were like, that's not good.
No, I don't think they've ever thought that when this sport was that no one at any point was like, it's not good. It definitely isn't it.
Well, so, at least visually, you know, because visually people are like, yeah, he's unconscious. Whereas visually your cheek gets ripped off.
It's got to be about the visual of like a big cloud of powder. That's what it's all about. 100%.
Yeah. Well, and then the last rule is the judges make the final irrevocable decision.
Uh-huh.
All right. So the ways to win is knockout, which we already talked about. So if they go unconscious after being struck, oh my God.
Oh, wait.
Hold on.
I'm reading it too.
They have 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
That's more than boxing.
Oh, God. One,
they could be unconscious
two,
and wake up and get up.
Three. 15. 16. That's so much time. Oh, my God.
Oh, Jeez. My God.
Oh, man. That's awful. Go on.
Apparently, there still is a decision made by the judges of whether they are fully incapacitated or if they're healthy enough to resume competition.
I've never heard of someone being incapacitated before, but I'm sure that's what it feels like when you've been slapped for the 13th time. Yeah. I'm not incapacitated. I feel I'm perfectly conscious. I have full cognitive function.
There's also the technical knockout as another way to win when they decide that an injury is serious enough to prevent them from continuing the fight.
Usually when they fall over unconscious and aren't able to get up.
Or, you know, they shatter their cheekbone or their jaw comes unhinged.
Uh-huh. Yeah, just like...
You know, those might be options of something that could happen.
Uh-huh. Yeah, maybe. Sure.
The third way is a point advantage, which we'll get into the points at some point.
Mm-hmm.
That I said point a lot in that sentence.
Mm.
Or by disqualification.
Mm.
Okay. So apparently there's a posture requirement at the counter too. Your feet must be parallel to each other and shoulder width apart, and you can't change your foot position during or after an impact. Like, you can't change your position. You have to stay steady.
When I get slapped, my toes just started tapping.
Yeah, great music. You know, I'm getting that slapping, that knee slapping, cheek slapping music. Yeah.
It's so fun. I just can't help myself.
Apparently, there are prohibited slaps too. It is forbidden to hit the temple.
Is it knuckleball? You get your wrist bone chopped. None of that. Your double slap. The discombobulate is fully out. You can't two-hand him. No way.
No way. No Robert Downey Jr. move. Not allowed. But you can't hit the temple, the eye socket, the nose, the ear, the larynx?
Your voice box.
Yeah, but isn't that internal? Why would they say the larynx instead of the neck?
I mean, I don't know, because I guess some of it could hit the side of your neck, I suppose. But if, imagine some 300-pound dude grazes his fingers across your windpipe at 150 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
You just feel your whole Adam's apple spin all the way around your neck, come 360 back to the center.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no thing. It's forbidden to slap the ear. How are you going to miss it?
I mean, I guess you have to, like, aim to not hit the temple. You have to hit, like, right on the cheek and the cheekbone.
Yeah, it's got to be, like, cheeks only. But,
yeah.
I mean, man, it's not going to be perfectly accurate. There's so many problems with this. There's so many problems.
Well, I mean, if you've ever watched a video, they do, like, the lineup thing. Like, they're twisting their whole body and, like, oh, yes, perfect. If I just stay in this position, I'll hit perfectly on the cheekbone. I'll just rotate my torso as hard as I possibly can.
Yeah.
And it'll go exactly where I want it to.
Yeah, I do the same thing when I'm bowling, but, you know, it still goes in the gutter every time. It doesn't matter how much times I pantomime a perfect strike nailing down there. I seem to still get a very low score.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Okay, continue.
All right. Apparently, there's behavior of the competitor, too. You're not allowed to stand back, lean back, or avoid a blow. No dodging, all right?
Uh-huh.
You gotta take it. Take it like you mean it.
Sure, yeah, uh-huh.
No head turning. You gotta, there's no absorbing that impact like, you know, like they do in boxing. You just gotta.
No, if there's a fire breaking out on the building, who's gonna turn their head first? Oh, it's coming. Oh,
don't look, don't
the
look.
The judges are getting naked off to the side. Oh, here come the dancing girls. Oh, is his head turning? Oh.
Somebody like pays their girlfriend or wife or all their boyfriend or husband to just like whip it out and be like, get him to look, baby. Get him to look.
You could hire a stripper. You don't have to pay your own significant other to do that.
Listen, listen. I feel more confident in asking somebody I know than somebody I hired for whatever reason.
You feel more confident? Who do you know that you could ask to do that? What do you mean?
Listen, Mark, we've had a long friendship, right? You'd do anything.
I would not do that. I would hope that you wouldn't do that. I would hope there isn't amount of money that I could turn and offer you to whip your dick out at any moment, especially in a publicly televised event. Is there a number, Tyler? What is your number?
I feel like there probably is.
1,000.
No.
10,000.
No.
$50,000.
It's probably in the million area, because...
Yeah, you're going to turn... you again, my concept of hiring a stripper is
fair,
much
fair.
More
that's,
cost-effective.
You're right, you're right. Cost-effective, sure, sure. But I, you know, somebody... You could probably get somebody off... You're right, somebody off the street for like $50.
Honestly, you could pay the other competitor to do it, because they're probably not getting paid enough to get slapped in the face anyway, so why not?
Hey, yeah, you're just like, hey, buddy, how about you just... fall unconscious.
Hey, buddy, why don't you just whip your dick out for a little bit? You'll win guaranteed. You definitely ain't going to be knocked on the floor having your balls flop around. It'll be fine.
There's an X-rated version of this sport where they use their dicks instead of their hands.
God, I hope not. Also, shut up and unspeak what you spoke.
So no head turning. Wait, hold on. After everything we just talked about, you must not cover yourself just makes me think they have to be naked.
Just like the Greeks, you know, just like the Greeks did way
going
back
to
when.
The ancient Olympics.
Yeah, trying to honor their ancestors. I understand this. I understand. Now move on. Now I get that rule. That's 100% okay.
It's forbidden to raise your shoulders to cover your chin, which I think would fit into the...
What kind of turtle-ass person is able to get their shoulders up over their chin?
So, I don't know. I guess if you have to tuck your chin at the same time to do that, but
I know they're literally gonna turtle in like. Oh, no. I mean, okay, I get that one, I guess.
Oh my god! All right, forbidden axe.
Oh my god! I'm sorry, the forbidden axe. Whoa,
that's literally
spicy
what
this
is. What this section is called. All right. No rubbing your face with lubricants.
Okay, sure. That makes sense. They do it in boxing, though. I don't know why. It's not allowed here.
Mark, number 4 on the forbidden axe is hitting.
No, we wouldn't want that now, would we? No.
What?
No, no, no.
No,
oh,
no.
My God.
It's all pantomiming, apparently.
Application of intoxicants.
Wait, are you going to coat your palm in LSD and just slam? Have fun, bitch. See you in a week.
I think they're talking about getting drunk, but actually, like, doing that makes more sense.
Yeah, application of intoxicants means very specifically you are applying intoxicants of some kind.
Yeah.
That would be equivalent of slapping LSD on your hand and then hitting them in the face.
Hold on, Mark. There's also a pee and poop rule.
Is there a pee and poop rule?
At the moment when the participants are preparing to go to the stage for a duel, it is forbidden to go to the toilet. In locker room.
All right, then. I wonder why they want you to shit yourself when you fall down unconscious. They want to make sure that it's all there, as embarrassing as possible.
You gotta piss yourself. You gotta poop yourself.
You gotta lay it all on the line. Cock out, ass up, face down. Slap them, boys.
And then the last one is it's forbidden to be under the influence of any substance, alcohol, intoxicants, stimulants, stuff like that.
They're about sports integrity in this arena. No performance enhancing beards and whatnot. That's why they're
but
naked.
But you can sharpen your beard.
No, they can't. Forbidden.
Oh, it's not under the influence. It's not really applying intoxicants. You're applying spike traps.
No. Just lace your beard with pins and needles. Be perfect.
All right, so according to this, when the judges find a rule violation, they may punish the participant with a warning or a warning.
A warning?
I want to know what they replaced with what the or was.
Probably a slap. It's probably like, hey, that wasn't a good slap, and the judge just wham right across the face. Watch yourself.
It's just like Hulk Hogan comes out and I'm the judge of this fight. Whap-bam!
I mean, Hulk Hogan's kind of old at this point. I don't know if he's the same. You might want to get a more topical recent person to walk into the arena.
All right. Who's more topical? Hold on. The Game of Thrones guy that the
half Thor Bjornsson.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, or Eddie Hall. You know, any of the strong men of the world. Yeah, that. There true. You go. Okay. All right. Now I'm scared. All right. Now I'm trembling.
Aaron Donald. He'll do it with his helmets.
Aaron Donald.
Football
Aaron
player. He Donald. Got in a fight during a Bengals joint practice with the Rams. He was swinging Bengals helmets at players.
All right.
Very scary.
All right.
Apparently, another warning will disqualify the participant. So if you get two warnings, you're out.
Oh no.
Hold on. In case of a breach of this rule, what rule? It doesn't cite it. But the judges may order a repeat strike.
I see a repeat stroke.
Oh, it is a repeat stroke. You're right.
You are in violation of these rules. Stroke! And they just like, oh, no!
I'm a wizard.
There's a nice blood vessels in your brain. Would be a shame if they suddenly stopped.
Now judging the bout, all right?
Okay.
They evaluate the hitting technique, the precision, and the impression the blow made on the opponent.
You mean
does that
like,
mean how far your cheek gets impacted?
No. It's you get hit and you go like, wow, I am inspired to change my life. I'm going to make better decisions. You've really left an impression on me. I'm going to go rethink myself. That's what they evaluate.
They're really studying the replay to see if a light bulb appears above their head.
Or goes out, you know, either one's an impression.
One of the two, you know.
Yeah.
In order for the strike to be correct, the strike must be dealt with the whole open hand. Hitting the spine is prohibited. Now it says hitting the spine is prohibited.
Hitting the spine? Why are they going to? How long is his hand? How far around are those fingers reaching behind their cheek? How are they going to hit their spine?
While avoiding the ear. Do they have to do like the Spock hand shape?
I mean, probably. I mean, if this guy's got like Slenderman length fingers, you know, they've got to go somewhere. So you've got to thread them around. But not on the spine. Can't have that.
The fingers, palm, and root must hit at the same time. What's the root?
What's the root of my hand? Wait, hang on. Hold on. I'm Googling root.
Okay,
of
you
can hand. All right. Hand. There's no, in normal science. Science can't explain the root. The root of the hand.
Botany Bay has an image of a lucky hand root because it's just a root that looks like a hand with seven fingers.
Who wrote these rules?
I think they were participants of this sport.
After they had to test out all the different ways to get them, and by the time they got to writing them, they were a little bit shaken. The fingers, palm, and the, what's it called, around where your hand meets your arm? The root. Yeah, root. It starts with an R, I think. Root. Got it.
Oh, man. Apparently, the judges keep notes on an ongoing basis on the basis of which they choose the future winner.
Wait, hold on. I'm reading this, too. The judges keep notes on an ongoing basis on the basis of which yeah. they choose. They really, like, you could see, like, the English from the top of this page to the bottom of this page really starting to fall apart here. The brain cells were oozing.
You know what was happening? They were in a competition writing the rules as they competed.
I know. Wham! All right, you get number four.
Okay. Wham!
Wham! You get number four. Ah, damn. Wham! You get number four. All right.
And apparently, in case of a tie by judges after three rounds, overtime. More slaps, Mark! More slaps!
Oh, we haven't seen enough. Let's get some more in there.
What happens if both, if it's like a Rocky moment, you know, and both competitors slap at the same time and then they both fall down with extreme brain damage? Who's the winner then?
Well, it's turn-based play, Mark. It's like the Blood Bowl. It's turn-based.
Right, of course. We want it to be fair, you know. Not, it's not like, oh man, Amy showed me like this video of on Reddit. There was this horrible thing. It was like two guys fighting boxing style in a phone booth. It was just the stupidest thing I've ever seen. It was so bad. I couldn't believe it. Like, it's
they had to have been small guys to both kind of fit in there.
I didn't look up into it anymore. I don't care. I don't want to know. It's just like, it's things like that are just asking to permanently damage yourself or someone else for all of their life.
Well, and I think even on top of this, like, the coin flip kind of, like, if you get the first hit, you have an advantage in this.
Absolutely. The other guy's going to be so dizzy. Well, maybe that's actually fair, because then they could hit you in your larynx, you know.
And kill you.
Kill you. Yeah, you better get him out on the first hit.
Yeah, because otherwise, ooh, that spine's looking real nice.
Yeah. Okay, so in summary, this sport sounds even worse than what I assumed it to be when I had seen a few videos of it floating around the internet. It is truly terrifying in every way, and I'm actually glad, because I've noticed on the website it hasn't updated since May of 21. So
yeah,
I'm thinking it's gone, probably because people realized it was absolutely terrible, but honestly, who knows?
You know, when MMA first came out, there were backyard brawls all over YouTube of people that were like trying to make it into the sport. Like Kimbo Slice in particular is one of the people that literally just did backyard brawls and made it into the UFC and MMA. Like, I can imagine, and this is the crazier part, because this is like the dark side of sport we talk about when we started this episode. It's like stuff like this that gets social media attention, just like Tide Pods and other stuff like that, caused a massive, massive problem. These things can also do that.
Yeah. Also, I just realized it's not over, because we were looking at Slap Strike when the official name of it is Slap Fight.
Really?
Slap fighting, yes.
Oh my God. May 21st.
Which is still ongoing, and videos are still being uploaded to their YouTube channel. As of a month ago, they get millions of views. So many people still slapping.
It doesn't really have the rules on here,
though. Oh, there's less rules there. God.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just assuming, man. Just assuming.
Probably.
God, no.
Apparently, this occurred at the Ben Askren-Jake Paul fight.
What occurred?
It stole the show at that fight, apparently.
What did?
Slap fighting.
What do you mean?
It was just listed. That's all it said. That's what I saw on the Slap Strike thing. So it could have just been a lie, but
I don't know, and I don't care.
Me either. This is awful. But yeah, that's the thing about sports, is like, not every sport is a good sport. Not everything inspires positive athleticism and pushing for good stuff. Just like football with the concussion issues and stuff like that. It's not a good thing. And so like, this is even worse than that, but it's still a problem. Mm-hmm. At least, you know, as far as I can tell, they haven't tried to hide it, but it's an unfortunate thing. Like, everything in the world, there's good and bad to almost everything that comes about, right?
Yeah. I can't think of a single good out of this one, though.
I mean, I'm talking sports in general, not this particular sport. This is one of the, I can't think of a good for this sport either.
Yeah.
But and sports as a whole, obviously there's bad sports that are very dangerous and not conducive to anything positive. And just like, you know, there's some aspects of the world that there's good to them and there's bad to them. And that's that, just like sports, just like life, there's the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I would love to hear someone's justifications of why this is good. I really would. You know, I'm very open to a lot of things, I'd like to think. But by reducing a sport entirely down to the one most devastating part of most other combat sports, being rattling the brain and trying to knock someone out with a slap, which, you know, someone might argue, well, it's not the main intention, it's just like to get good slaps. Sometimes you get knocked out. I was like, ah, you're being hit in the head at an angle with force that can rotate your chin, which is, in boxing, one of the best ways to rattle someone's brain and knock them out and cause damage. I cannot see much in terms of good in this, and I would love to hear someone's reasoning for it being good.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that too. And I'd also, you know, in boxing, you're allowed to move your head to absorb an impact when you're getting hit across the face. And this literally has a rule where you're not allowed to do that.
Yep. Just stand there and take it and see if you stay on your feet. And that's the game.
So, Mark, you wanna slap each other when we see each other again? You know,
not at all.
Good, me either.
All right, cool.
But what you can do, those listening, you can download the episode and support our podcast as we talk about sports, and some of them are not so great, but we talk about them.
Yeah, we talk about them. But hey, the conversation is what is great, and that's what matters. So thank you for informing me about this horrifying sport.
You are most welcome. I was learning pretty close to the same time you were. I had just read it up a few days before, you know. It's fine. It's totally fine.
Yeah, totally fine.
I mean, the whole point of this and the reason I wanted to bring it up was because I wanted to point out the problems with it and why, you know, it being championed on social media has me kind of freaked out because of the same thing that kind of happened with the UFC with the backyard fighting and stuff like that. And I hope people don't do this at all.
Hope so.
In their backyard. Just don't.
It is what it is. And who are we to tell people what not to do with their lives?
You are right. You are right. Just like my doctor shouldn't be telling me that I shouldn't
exactly
play football. Does that make me a hypocrite?
It all comes full circle.
I feel like a hypocrite now.
Well, we all are in some ways, but that's okay because that's what it means to be human.
Yeah, and you know what you humans can do to help us continue talking about our possible flaws and flaws of other things? You could download the episodes, follow us on whatever listening app you're on, buy the merch, store.gmfsd.com. You too can finger sports on your shirt. That's what it says. And Mark, where can they watch your videos and stuff?
They are already aware.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's Markiplier, in case you didn't know. You can find me as Apocalypse_12 or just search Tyler Scheid. Thanks, Mark, for joining me. And I don't know what else to say about this.
There's nothing else to say. There's nothing else to say.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.